1800s.
The Red River Farm Network wraps up its annual crop tour today with stops in Fauston, Lake Park, and Halstead. The tour, which is presented by Pioneer, began the week in western North Dakota and has moved east. Throughout the region, more time is needed to get this crop to full maturity.
The Thursday portion of the Red River Farm Network crop tour was a wet one. Luke Fornes, who operates Black River Ag at Dorothy, Minnesota, says that has been a familiar pattern this year.
We got started in April with a lot of the wheat, and then same thing, and we've just been battling rains. Seems like we can't get a 3-4 day stretch all spring where it wasn't raining. But then we got some good window in mid-early May, and everything went in nice. Everything emerged good, looking good. I mean, soybeans, everything looks good that way. There's some drown-out areas that were a little tough. Some nitrogen loss in some of the corn. I'm sure maybe some of that in the wheat too, where the nitrogen and fertilizer got pushed down with all the moisture. But so far, crops are looking good. Yields are good. So
the soybeans have faced their share of challenges, but the crop is advancing well.
These here probably in that R6, R5.5 zone. So we're getting close to full pod fill. And
at Thief River Falls, Kent Rivard with K-Star Ag Services says soybean aphids have been a problem this season.
Yeah, been a constant struggle for the last 6 to 8 weeks, I guess. Most fields have been sprayed. Seed treatments this year has really helped us along. Some of the stuff that didn't have seed treatments has been sprayed twice. The stuff that did have seed treatments, a lot of that got sprayed, but it kept the pressure down for quite a while before we did have to spray to at least just limit it to one spray.
And crops are inching toward full maturity.
Yeah, so a lot of the beans have hit R6 now. As far as for aphids, we're kind of in the clear there. Some of the later seeded ones, we're in that R4, R4.5. So we still need some time, but hopefully another 3-4 weeks without a frost, and we're going to be to a point where the crop is mature. Into the corn, we're kind of in that same boat. If we can hold off till the late September without a frost, a lot of the corn is starting to dent or is fully dented. So all things considered for the planting and the summer we had and whatnot, we're actually sitting okay.
Pioneer Territory Manager Jared Hansen said it is important for farmers to consider local conditions when making seed decisions.
What works down in Dorothy, Minnesota, where we started the day, compared to what works in Warroad, Minnesota, where we're ending the day, can be two totally different climates, environments, and we got to make sure we get the right product for the customer.
According to the NDSU Crop and Pest Report,